Now for something right up to date. It's the Christmas news headlines.
Joy to the world are the Christmas Hotlines, starring Roy Hudd, June Whitfield, and Chris Emmett, with Peter Boss and the Hotliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks. Thank you and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what Threshers did for Norman Lamont. What a year it's been, eh? We've had a government who can't make ends meet and Fergie and her financial advisor who can't do anything else. But it's that time of the year, isn't it? It's that time of the year to get together with a whole family round a roaring fire. Unless you happen to be the Queen, of course. Oh, and I read that Lester Pigott hopes to be back riding the Queen's horses soon. And while he's at it, she says he can help her fill in her tax forms as well. And I see David Mellor was putting his Christmas decorations up early. Yes, he wanted to make sure he got a mistletoe job. Now, this is the time of the year, isn't it, for slinky underwear, leather goods, and presents from aunties that make you scream. But enough of the letter Santa got from Frank Boff. I see this was also the year that McDonald's opened a branch on board a British Rail train. Yes, it's their first ever slow food restaurant, you know. And Des O'Connor has released a new album for Christmas. I ask you, whatever happened to Goodwill to All Men, eh? Oh, and finally I see that Chester Zoo has started selling parcels of genuine elephant dung through the post. Yes, to raise money. It's the first ever mail order branch of Ratner's, you know. Now, the news headlines has been accused of being many things in its time. Smutty, disrespectful, vulgar, self-opinionated, and not at all funny. Well, if she feels that way about it, I don't know why June keeps doing the show. I really don't. But one thing we can't be accused of is being thick. And this Christmas edition of the Headlines is a literary feast which parodies the old Dickensian tale in a sharply satirical style and mirrors the fundamental thrust of the tale without stretching the analogy ad absurdum. It also happens to be smutty, disrespectful, vulgar, self-opinionated, and not at all funny. So, folks, throw another log on your granny, sit back, and enjoy the news headlines, modern-day rendition of A Christmas Carol, with apologies to Charlie Dickens.
Mr. Major, sir.
Yes, what is it, Lamont?
I wondered if I might have a day off tomorrow.
What? Certainly not.
Today's Christmas.
Christmas? Bah! Acid drops.
Acid drops?
Yes, they're cheaper than the humbugs. Charles Dickens, 1868. Right.
You screwed.
Just because it's Christmas, you think you can get away without doing any useful work.
Well, why change the habits of a lifetime?
And what do you want to do on this day off?
I shall probably spend it alone, wandering round the street.
Yes, well, just make sure you destroy your access stubs this time, right?
That was just a misunderstanding. I settled the bill well on time.
So how come they had no record of receiving your cheque?
Because I paid by access, of course. So, how about this day off?
Well, I suppose if you must waste time on foolishness, you can have half a day off tomorrow. And that's all.
Half a day? Oh, gosh, thank you, Mr. Major. A whole 8 hours.
I'd sack him, but he makes me look good, you know.
Festive felicitations, Prime Minister.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Prime Minister.
Mr. Major?
Yes?
Do you have anything for freezing pensioners?
Well, you can borrow my fridge if you...
No. My colleague means something to help the pensioners who are freezing.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sure I have something somewhere. Nick. Yeah. Ah. Well, that's got my purse open now.
Oh, my word. Look at all that money.
No. It's not real money.
Oh, it's only pounds, is it?
My grateful wretches, out of here. Go on, get out. Right, that's enough biting satire. Now, on with the smut. Oh, dear. Cold enough to freeze the balls off a pawnbroker's sign. It really is. Had you worried there, Mrs. Whitehouse, didn't I, eh? Oh, my God. What's coming towards me? What ghastly apparitions and that hideous wailing sound? Oh, it's only Pete Moss and the Hudliners out carol singing.
God rest you Tory gentlemen, while others graft and grind. For us lot do not matter much, and you lot do not mind. May all your Christmases be white, your joy be unconfined. Oh, tidings of comfort for you, comfort for you. As we say goodbye to 1992.
One time Royal Duchess Sarah showed us all her naughty bits. And there was a Texan Baldy doing rude things to her toes. I should think you'd catch the lurgy if you sucked the feet of Fergie.
Ding dong, energy on high
is all we get from royalty.
And through Sarah Chatham's eye,
it don't half strain our loyalty.
Glory Lord, why do they act like children?
Yeah, why do they?
Exactly.
When shepherds drove their flocks by night on French roads, they were sorry. Some farmers from Boulogne came round and set fire to their lorry.
We three heads of industry are
phones
and gas
and national power.
Stop.
Consumers, big mazumas, rolling in by the hour.
In 1992, the Conservatives gave me mass unemployment,
rampant recession,
discord with Europe,
hospitals closing,
schools with no money,
kids with no prospects,
pensions with Maxwell,
five Ratner's rings,
always repossessed,
poverty,
can't work bugger all.
So good luck for 1993.
Oh, a humbug! That sort of thing should be banned. I shall put something in the Citizens' Charter about it tomorrow. Oh, here we are, home at last. Right, straight to bed, I think. Better not wake Norma, just in case she's feeling frisky. Bam!
Oh, John, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Angel, just trying to get to sleep.
Do you want to play that game again?
Right.
Well, the one we used to play when we were younger.
I've got a headache. Come
on. John, I don't know what's happened to you since you've become Prime Minister. You're greedy and miserly and completely selfish. I wish you'd never become Prime Minister.
Ah, that's better. Got a bit of room now. I'll just start counting sheep. Kenneth Clark, Norman Fowler, Michael has a time. I'll soon get off to. Hey. Oh, what's that? What's that? No, it can't be. You're on the other side. You're on the other side in your final resting place.
You mustn't talk about the House of Lords like that, John Major.
Oh, dear. What do you want with me, and why are you clanking your handbag?
Sorry, force of habit. We were once partners, John Major. More than that, I was your mentor. You sat at my feet.
Only because Cecil was sitting on your lap. That...
Lord Cecil of Cockermouth, you mean.
Well, you know your own business best. Now... Why are you here?
Oh, John Major, I hear terrible things about you. I hear how you're mean-spirited and miserly and won't give to the poor.
Yes, it's true.
Well done. Keep up the good work. But I also hear you've been taking money from the rich as well.
That's right. In my new classless society, everybody gets screwed at once. It's only fair.
Rubbish! Politics isn't about being fair, it's about giving money to your chums.
Oh, go away.
You're a failure, John Major.
I don't have to listen to you anymore. You're finished. Get out of my house.
All in good time. But first hear this. Before you rise on the morrow, you will suffer these ghastly visitations. Three hideous apparitions from beyond the grave will come to your chamber and torment your soul.
Oh, God, the Beverly Sisters aren't reforming again.
Expect the first spirit at 1 o'clock. Don't say you weren't warned, warned, warned.
That's clever. How did you do that? Maggie, you're fading away. I can see through you.
Not as much as we can all see through you, John.
Must be 1 o'clock. That time I was told I'd see one of my ghoulies. Well, nothing visible so far. Is that you, Gummer? Who's there?
Ho, ho, ho.
You must be the ghost of Christmas past. That long red cloak, white ermine, and the silly hat.
Don't be stupid. It's Jim Callaghan. Just got in from the House of Lords.
Oh, Lord Callaghan, what do you want?
I've come to take you back to the past, away from this present crisis you've created.
Crisis? What crisis?
You mind, that's my catchphrase. Now, hold my hand. We're going back to 1957 to visit your old home in Brixton.
Oh. Where? Oh, where?
We're walking in the air.
Here, do you have a quill I could borrow?
You won't need it. We're here. Look, there's your tiny terrace slum.
Oh, it's still there. It's still there. And it's not a slum. It's a Band A dwelling.
Look through the window. Who do you see?
A sad little boy sitting alone at the kitchen table.
Yes, that's you, that is. 14 years old and grey-haired already. Oh, here come your parents back from a hard day's work at the circus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present Mummy and Daddy. Hey, hello! Well, that's a very warm reception, Johnny, I don't think.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to read.
What's that, the Beano?
No, teach yourself double-entry bookkeeping.
Oh, put that away and help me lay the table. Hey, yep.
Hey-oh.
Hey-oh.
Hey-oh. Hey-oh. Hey-oh. Hey-oh.
Ta-da!
Bravo, what a magnificent display of cutlery.
Oh, go cheer up, Johnny. We've got some friends from work coming round for supper.
Not that man with the bad breath.
Fernando, the fabulous Far Eater, does not have bad breath.
Talking to him's like sucking a petrol pump, I promise you.
Maybe so, but think of the electricity we save by letting him barbecue the sausages.
You should make friends with these people if you want to join us at the circus.
Circus? What circus?
The place you'll be working when you've got your O-level.
I'm not working at any circus. I'm going to run away.
To do what?
I want to be an accountant.
Ah! But you'll live a life of certainty, security and material comfort. Don't you long for danger?
Oh, yes, and that's why one day I'll be Prime Minister.
Well, you'll be a socialist, of course, coming from this humble background.
Oh, no, I'm going to be a conservative.
But you're a kind, gentle little chap with no wealth or breeding.
Exactly, so if I become a Tory, I'll stand out from the crowd. My fellow members will point at me and they'll say, is he one of us or one of them? What a gimmick.
Come on, John. Oh. Time to return to 1992.
Oh, no. Can't we stay for just another 9 years? Then we could watch England beat the Germans.
No. This is where I leave you, John. I'm sorry that I've failed to prick your conscience.
Conscience? What conscience? Conscience? What conscience? Conscience? What conscience? Oh, gosh. What's this in my mouth? Norma, have you left your bed socks off again?
Oh, crumbs, sorry. I think one's foot slipped. Sarah's the name. Haunting's the jolly old game.
I know you. You're the Duchess of York. What do you want of me?
Well, put it this way. It's not financial advice. One is your ghost of Christmas present.
Oh, gosh, you mean that you're not really here?
Oh, be real, Scrooge. Yuck, yuck. It's Christmas. One's off skiing. Anyway, one's lawyers advise one it might be good for the old image if one popped back to jolly old Blighty just to show you how your heartless cruelty has affected one poor family.
Where are we going? Some council slum? Cardboard city?
No worse than that, Sandringham. And they deserved everything that's happened to them.
Now, do help one with the Christmas cards. Some of these stamps are hardly franked at all, and one's sure one could steam them off.
Oh. No, aren't you getting a bit too worried about this tax bill old thing? I don't think they're really going to backdate it to 1952, you know?
Oh, look, this one's from Wapping. Listen, for all them favours for us you done, tar, from the editor of The Sun. What a well-written verse.
Yes, yes, he's really getting the hang of that crayon, isn't he, now? See, what's the illustration there?
It looks like two plump, jolly Robin Redbreast.
No, oh, no, it's another one of Sarah's holiday snaps, I don't know. Bit sunburnt there. So it won't be just the bills that are peeling, will it? Now. But why on earth did we invite her to stay with us this year?
Well, most families have one embarrassing relative at Christmas.
Lucky blighters, I wish we had one relative that wasn't embarrassing. Speaking of which...
Dig the halls with tax-paid lollies. La 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 la. La 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 la. Dies a ball, Camilla's jolly. La 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 la. Oh, greetings, Mater, Pater. Love, peace, and agreeable Renaissance snowman, everybody.
Charles, we're so glad you decided to look in on the family this Christmas.
Yes, a pity it's not your bally own one, though, isn't it, eh? Why aren't you staying with your loved ones?
Oh, one would, but her husband's there.
Oh, I see.
Mater, here's your Christmas present. One got it in Korea.
Oh, thank you, dear. Look, Philip. It's got a lovely picture of corgis on the front.
Let me see. God, it's a bally cookbook.
One needs something to stick these cards up with.
Really?
We shall go and get some royal blue tack. Oh, and Edward, dear, do leave the footman alone.
This terrible, this look. I can't believe they've reached such a disastrous state of affairs.
Yeah, well, keep watching. The worst is yet to come.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, Peter, under the tree. Someone's dropped a Christmas card. It's all pink, mauve and crumpled.
Oh, well, that's traditional anyway.
Well, we'll just straighten it, pin it to the wall.
Oh, God,
it's moving.
Oh, blanch me. Get off, you trickery cyclist. Almost give your old granny a parson's nosebleed there.
Esteemed Grand Matriarch, are you having a happy Christmas?
Christmas? No, dear. It's all hamburgers. It's nothing but thunderbox puppets, them Bendo Game Boys, and shriveled butterballs.
Part of Christmas isn't what it was.
No, it never was, dear. I remembers our first one in the big house after Eddie Eight runs off with that Wally Whiten. Oh, the old place was cold as chastity.
But you did give each other presents.
Oh, yes, dear. I remembers I give Bertie a pair of them bonks of shorts made out of parachute silk. It weren't no good, though. You could all see where the red devil used to hang. No, dears. Give me that. Hoots mon away every time.
Hogmanay, you preferred New Year's Eve.
Yes, of course I did, Phyllis Ann. We'd have that Clementine acne come first put in with his lump of naturalised coal. That's when we still dug it up, of course. Then we'd make our New Year's restitutions. I can remember young Lizzie saying as how she was going to do her bit for the poor wandering homeless what didn't have nothing.
Did she keep her resolution?
Oh, yes, dear. She married your father.
Norma, leave me alone. I'm saving myself for Ginny. What's the matter now? Oh, my God, who is it? He's all ugly and looks like death. Is that you, Lamont? Answer me. Oh, go on. Knock one for yes and twice for no. It is Lamont. All right. Don't get your knockers in a twist. Who are you? Come into the light. Oh, God, it's horrible. All faceless and grey. We've had the ghost of Christmas past and Christmas present. You must be the ghost of Christmas yet to come. Where are we going? Oh, dear. I know what's happening. You're taking me into the future. And I've a nasty feeling these visions will be more horrid and disturbing than any I've yet seen. Oh, dear. Oh, we've arrived. Oh, this is Downing Street. There's number 10. But who's that I can see through the window? My God, it's John Smith. He's the Prime Minister of the future. And he's got the nerve to sit there with his nasty wife listening to my radio. Oh, dear.
And finally, at the end of what has been yet another trying year for my family and I, I'd simply like to say Happy Christmas and God bless you all.
Oh, dear, I can't say I blame her for being bitter, poor wee thing. Charles's third marriage breaking up like that and Edward joining the Chippendales. Just think, Elizabeth, if the monarchy crumbles, I could end up being ruler of this country. I haven't done too badly since we won the last election, eh? All the hospitals and mines reopened, interest rates cut to 0.25%, and unemployment down to 1.
1 million?
Oh, no, Elizabeth Hen, just the one.
Do you know who the one is?
Aye, John Major.
That guddling grey gawk. The last time we all met, you should have let me hang one on him.
The misery caused this country before you took over.
Oh, I don't think so, Herm. Fisticuffs at a state banquet is not good for the image. Oh, it's a trifle cold in here, don't you think? Shall I put another lump of Heseltine on the fire?
Get the gully to do it. That's what we pay him for.
Ah, yes, you're right. The valet. I'll summon him.
Lovely, lovely, you rang, isn't it?
Oh, Kinnock, give the grate a poke and put some more coal on, will you?
You called me all the way up from the kitchen just to do that, Boyle?
Didn't you come the blithering black chap with my husband, the Prime Minister, you freckle-faced fairty? Unless you want a swift buckle up the breeks. Wasn't it so long ago you were squawking geese the job?
Subtitles for that last speech are available on CFAX, page 888.
Anyway, Kinnock, before you go, you may as well have your present.
Oh, that's lovely, lovely. Thank you. Oh, it's just what I've always wanted, a postage stamp.
Well, I thought if you wanted to write your memoirs, you could scribble down your achievements on the back of it.
I heard that. How dare you insult my Neil like that? If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be here today.
Oh, kawawir, you hen-toed hussy.
Are you calling me names?
What, am I talking to myself all of a sudden?
Yes, you are, actually.
You keep your beak out of this, you ginger Jesse.
Don't you go calling my husband names, neither, you foul-mouthed old faggot.
You just step out now. Who's the new and say that?
Joe, this could be nasty. I'm off to bed.
Yes, I think I'll join you. How about a wee sniffer down the pub?
Lovely, lovely.
And where do you think you're going, John Smith?
Just out for a dram while you carry on with your girl's talk, my love.
Oh.
Just the one, I promise. You know how it goes straight to my head.
I'll give you one straight to the head.
Oh, no, Elizabeth, you wouldn't. Not your own husband.
I would, Jimmy. Stitch that.
Oh,
oh, lovely. Now, that's what I call a Christmas cracker. Lovely. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, Spirit, before you leave, please, please tell me, is this what will happen or what might happen? Speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me!
Wake up, John.
Sorry, my angel. I've had a horrible dream.
Oh, not that one about being stuck on a desert island with Edwina Curry again.
Oh, no, no, no. Not that horrible, no.
Good morning, Prime Minister.
Oh, good morning, Lamont. And a very Merry Christmas to you.
Aye, but I thought you said the whole thing was humbug.
Ah, that was yesterday, the 24th. Now I have seen the error of my ways. I'm full of the spirit of love and goodwill towards all men. Except Jeremy Beadle, of course.
Of course.
And by George, if yesterday was the 24th, you know what that makes today?
Don't tell me, hang on. Is it the 19th?
Oh. It's Christmas Day, you stupid banker. I thought you wanted half a day off.
Yes.
Well, take the whole day off. In fact, take a week off, a month.
Oh, thank you, Prime Minister, thank you. Is that part of your new spirit of love and goodwill to all men except Jeremy Beadle?
No, it's just that the economy does so much better when you stay at home.
Oh.
Now I must go out and buy some presents.
I wonder if he realizes he's gone out in his pajamas.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas! Next year we're having the Fraser Hayes 4, folks.
Have you got 5-piece?
Yes, thank you.
Mean swine.
Richard Clegg is a National Theatre player. No, I'm not a mean swine, not anymore. I'm full of love and goodwill to all men except Jeremy Beadle. Here we are. Here's a pound.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's 95p change, please.
I thought you said you'd change.
Of course I have. I'm a new man. Make that 94p change.
Oh, call yourself a new man.
I most certainly do, my good person. I'm the new improved John Major. and I don't mind singing my praise, but I'm quite prepared to wager that you'll love my new improved ways. I'll produce a brand new charter, for they say they're warmer than sheets. You'll be chorusing gushy smarter than the other PMs one meets.
He's the man who's kind and caring.
Yes, yes. He's the man who's in the wrong job.
He could see a poor waiter staring, but he'd simply sit down and sob.
No way, I'm a new improved persona. I'll be much more polished and slick.
He's the proud and careful owner of the suit where nothing can stick.
When at last I'm some old stager, I'll be pointed out like a prince.
That's the man who was once John Major. But he's never been heard of since.
Oh, no!
Those were the Christmas Hudlines, starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett, and June Whitfield, with Peter Miles and the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, and Richard Stoneman, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Mark Conroy, Phil Rosen, D.A. Barham, Jerry Godin, Dave Dixon, Michael Palmer, Dave Single, and Ivan Shakespeare, Nick Thomas, and Alex Stepanian.
All of whom will be removing the giblet bag from our producer,
Richard Wilson.